Today, Barry Stewart Mann brings us a story about neighbors, backyards, and memories.
We all remember scenes from our childhood homes. Mine was on a suburban New Jersey cul-de-sac with a wonderful backyard. I remember the little oak tree, the gentle upward slope of the hill, the row of forsythia bushes, and the crude playhouse off in the corner. But I also remember another backyard. It wasn't one I went to often. Our families weren't close, and they didn't have a boy near my age. They were across the street, the Reists, from Switzerland, Walter, Inga, and their kids, Renee, Debbie, and little Petey. But surprisingly, I have two very sharp memories of their backyard. One was during a game of Snoopy and Red Baron, our homegrown version of hide-and-seek that kept us busy those long summer afternoons. Based on the old Peanuts characters, we divided into two teams. One closed their eyes and counted, the other dispersed into the various nooks and crannies of the neighborhood. Now, the Reist's backyard had a large wooden deck held up by a patchwork wall of bricks. I crept into the deepest corner beneath the deck, among the garden equipment and construction rubble. From there, I could look out between the bricks to see my seekers. Now, they came under the deck, even Debbie Reist herself, who should have known where to look, but none of them looked deeply enough. I waited and waited, certain I'd be discovered, but eventually I could see my teammates searching too. Finally, just as the various moms were putting out the dinner calls, I came climbing out, victorious. But I wasn't so lucky on another summer day, when some big kids from the next block were in the Reist's backyard. Renee was telling them to leave, but the kids refused, and soon pushes and shoves were turning into kicks and punches. I don't know what possessed me, because I was still just a pint-sized runt, but, much to the surprise of all my neighbors, I leapt forward and offered to take on the biggest bully. In no uncertain terms, he laughed, then grabbed me by an arm and a leg and flung me a few yards across the lawn. I stumbled from the fray, helped by one of my friends, quite bruised and proud for my effort. My family long ago left the cul-de-sac. I haven't kept up with the Reists, but the last I heard, they were still in that house. And thinking about them makes me marvel at the vivid childhood memories that lay hidden, only to jump out at unexpected moments in the many backyards of my mind.